Well, thanks for coming over to this side for Fantasy Football Foursome XL. And we are going to keep going with Week 8, Trenchum and Benchum. We're in the late afternoon games. Turn it over to you, Justin. Baltimore taking on Arizona.
Well, real quick, little reward to the listeners who transferred over and followed us on to the streaming. I would say Jaxon Smith-Njigba is another trade for target. His targets have been going up the last few weeks in Seattle, and Tyler Lockett is not Tyler Lockett anymore. This has been talked about for the last few seasons, and Lockett's just gone out there year in and year out, been disrespected, and put up his numbers and finished as like a wide receiver, you know, 15-ish, whatever it is. He's just been very reliable in that regard. But this is the season. At some point, it does fall off for everyone. And what are we in now? Week 6, 7 weeks into the season here. I think that's enough to know that Lockett has probably lost that step. He just doesn't look as good.
He's so busy area. He wants to sell houses. He's a realtor on the side, yeah. Justin.
Yeah. Yep. So there you go. And listen, good for him. You can't play football forever. And yep. I'm happy for guys to find something else they're passionate about. Anyway, so Jaxon Smith-Njigba, maybe a trade for target for you. Okay. I got another real barn burner of a game here, so we'll be quick. I'm not starting anyone on Arizona. I'm not. Hollywood Brown has done nothing for a couple weeks in a row. Michael Wilson has done nothing. Josh Dobbs, great story. Very admirable what he's done. He's been serviceable. Fantasy-wise, though, the last couple weeks, you know, he's been running, which is the only thing that's been helping you get at least double-digit points. I'm not playing that defense right now because by the time the second half comes around, they're gassed. They just put so much effort in early in the game to keep it close, and they got nothing left, it seems like, in the second half of the game. Nobody for Arizona. I'm keeping them. They're all on the bench. The only one I would even consider is Trey McBride because he plays tight end. But, oh, Baltimore's like number two against tight ends in fantasy football, so the matchup's horrible. Okay, on to Baltimore. A little simpler. Mark Andrews in the trenches. Lamar Jackson in the trenches. PPR format for sure, Zay Flowers. He's only got one touchdown in the year, but he is leading the team in receptions, yards. And I got to be honest, I forgot Odell Beckham was playing. I had thought he was injured or something. I haven't heard his name or nothing, but he's been in there for a few weeks. Don't put him in your lineup because he's not producing. Baltimore defense, absolutely in the trenches. And I'll throw Gus Edwards out there as well at the running back position. I think he gets fed the ball, especially in the second half.
Baltimore favored by 8.5 points. To Kansas City and Denver. Well, yes, of course, Mahomes, you're starting. Pacheco, you're starting. Rashee Rice is the guy who is breaking out as that guy that you want out of this receiving core. And I'm not even really wanting to start any of the rest of them. Oh, and happy trails, Justin Ross. Be better. Travis Kelce is, of course, a start. I think the Chiefs' defense, which is quietly very, very good, is certainly a start against the Denver Broncos. And over to their side, well, they're going to have to throw. It's up to you if you want to put Russell Wilson out there. Javonte Williams and Jaleel McLaughlin, that whole saga is still taking place. I think Williams is turning out to be the better play out of the two. I don't know, last week, 15 carries, 82 yards. I like that. McLaughlin is kind of that, maybe the Kamara role in a Sean Payton offense. Maybe Sean Payton's still taking drags off bongs. I don't know what's going on over there, but I'm starting Javonte Williams as a flex play this week, and Cortland Sutton is a wide receiver two or a flex play. Jerry Judy's nowhere to be found. I hope he gets traded so that Marvin Mims can turn into the wide receiver that he should be. I'm not an Adam Trautman guy, and that's the end of that. Certainly not that Denver Bronco defense. Kansas City favored by 7.5, which is a little bit of a head scratcher, but Vegas always knows what they're doing. Lyle, we've got the last one for the late afternoon games, and that's Cincinnati, San Francisco.
We start with the Niners here because this situation is, even though they have a quarterback situation this week, very clear for fantasy. You got three guys in the trenches: Christian McCaffrey, Brandon Ayuk, who is a steady wide receiver too, and George Kittle in tight end mandatory. He's been disappointing. He's tight end 8 overall, but you've got to be playing him. But without Debo, he's not going to play. You're not playing him, and you're not probably playing Brock Purdy or Sam Darnold in standard format. So I think it's pretty safe to say those are your must starts for San Francisco. But then you look at Cincinnati. Are you going to? This is where we have to really draw the line. Are we going to go off the current results? Or are we going to go off pedigree and past performances as well? Because Joe Burrow is ranked 27th at quarterback. Are you going to play him against a good San Francisco defense?
I think
I got him on the bench.
I have
Joe Mixon. I think Joe Mixon, you're playing him just because running backs are hard to find. He's running back 24. And then you got Ja'Marr Chase, who has rebounded from a slow start. He's a wide receiver one right now because he's as hot as they come in fantasy football. But then you got T. Higgins, who's put up 0, 28, 4, 3, and 4 points in fantasy football performances this week or this year. You're not playing him. So I think it's just Chase, Mixon, and maybe in a really deep league where you don't have better options, a Joe Burrow. That's it.
The line moved. It was San Francisco at 3.5, and then fast forward one day, and it's San Francisco 4.5. Justin, Sunday Night Football, the game we've all been waiting for, Chicago and the Chargers.
All righty. Okay, before I jump into it, one more time, T. Higgins, second half trade target. You can probably get him for almost nothing because Lyle's right. I have him on a couple teams. He has done nothing this season. But if you own him, you do know he's been nicked up, battle injury. I have my dynasty team. This is pretty much what happens with him every season. And every season, somehow, he finds a way to be a top 20 wide receiver by the time it's over. So I am going to bank on that. He's still young. Burrow's getting better. He's getting healthier. I'm going to make a move maybe for T. Higgins because you can get him for very little and he could be a solid wide receiver too in your lineup. Okay. Chicago Bears. Stop starting Cole Kmet. I don't care what his ranking is at tight end. Since Justin Fields has been injured, he is not getting the ball. It's not getting thrown to him. The reason for that is very simple. Badgett is not Justin Fields. He's not as mobile as him. He is not as elusive. They need Cole Kmet or somebody to stay near the line and pass protect for Tyler Badgett, which is why Kmet's not out running routes and getting the ball thrown his way. DJ Moore's in the trenches. Since we started recording, it said that old Justin Fields is now doubtful. So that means Badgett's definitely going to get the start. He's not a terrible streaming option against LA Chargers. If you want to get real crazy with your daily lineup, throw some Tyler Badgett in there. He is running the ball. I mean, he's not as mobile, but very few people are as mobile as Justin Fields. But he is getting some carries and designed runs. So, but for regular fantasy, he's on the bench. I don't want to play Roshan or Donta because I'm not sure how the carries are going to break out or the split's going to be this week. But desperate times, desperate measures, flip a coin. I'm okay with either of those if you have to play a running back. That's it. I mean, DJ Moore is really the only solid start in this game. I'm staying away from the defense. And, yeah, let's move on to the Chargers side of the ball. Get them all in there. Justin Herbert in the trenches. Austin Eckler in the trenches. Keenan Allen, if he plays, he's questionable right now. But Josh Palmer, who's starting to look real good. And I will trench at Chargers defense as well. As poorly as Chicago, or as bad as they played, Chicago's offense is even worse. And now they have a backup in. So I don't mind playing that Chargers D at home against the Chicago Bears on Sunday Night Football. And Gerald Everett, you know, tight end, sure. Give it a go.
Tight end roulette. Los Angeles Chargers favored by 8.5 points. Monday Night Football. Las Vegas Raiders taking on the Detroit Lions. And, Las Vegas Raiders. That is a poorly coached NFL football team. But I guess how good can you be when Brian Hoyer, who has lost, I think, 14 consecutive starts, is the guy you have to put in there? That's a
Josh McDaniels has also never won.
No.
How does he keep getting jobs?
Belichick
some guys
tree.
Are just meant to be a coordinator or an assistant.
Yep.
He cannot run a football team.
Yep. Yep. And you look at some of those D coordinators over the years, you know, Monty Kiffin, some of those I'm sure they were all offered jobs and just decided, no, I'd rather be a coordinator. And I think that's where he belongs. I don't spend a whole lot of time breaking down Raiders football, but I think Jimmy G is going to give it a go this week, and that's an upgrade, I guess. Anyway, so that said, you're throwing Josh Jacobs out there as an RB2 or a flex. Davante Adams, of course, you're putting him out there. Jacoby Myers is the one last week against Chicago, 7 receptions on 13 Brian Hoyer targets for 50 yards and a touchdown. Well, he keeps getting the targets, 13, 7, 10, 4, 12. Myers is a safe play as a flex, in my opinion. And I think we are about 2 weeks away, maybe 1 week away from Michael Mayer, the tight end, being fantasy relevant. If you're playing roulette and you've got room on your bench to stash him, I don't think that's a bad play at all. He's a good football player. The Lions are at home, so that matters when you're thinking about starting Jared Goff. David Montgomery, I still at this time am trying to figure out if he's going to play or not. Of course, you're running him out there. And Jahmyr Gibbs, even though if they're together, you don't know what you're going to get out of Gibbs. Gibbs is a flex. Montgomery's a running back one or two when he's healthy. St. Brown is a wide receiver one. Josh Reynolds is a flex play this week. And Jameson Williams, you just have no idea. The kid's got so much talent. Takes the top off the defense. But here's the deal. Receptions last week, zero. The week before that, two, but he got you a score and 53 yards. And before that, two receptions. I'm just not feeling good if I have to run Jameson Williams out there, unless it's a deep league. And I like that Lions defense against the Raiders. The Lions are favored by 7.5 points for Monday Night Football. That is going to bring the XL version of the Fantasy Football Foursome to a close. Fellas, any other trade talk, fantasy, or free agent talk, or stash talk that you want to throw out there before we close this out?
I would say make sure you're checking the waiver wire right before it processes. I've noticed some people like to just go drop guys before the waiver wire goes because they don't want the hassle or the use of brain power to figure out, like, if I get this guy and this guy comes back and I get him too, then who do I have to drop and who do I put? So sometimes guys just go, like, drop a player or two, and then they just put claims in. So keep an eye on your waiver wire right before the waiver claims actually process. Also, don't forget to check for people who are on IR or are out on your waiver wire as well.
That's it.
I hate giving those away.
I know.
They have helped me win for years now, but we do a show. You got to share it with the listeners. So there you go. You're welcome. You know, Lyle, John, if either you weren't doing that already.
No, Friday and Saturday are my favorite waiver wire days. They really are. I really enjoy that. And Sunday morning as well. No, I agree wholeheartedly with that. And just a you know, something to throw out to the listeners. We do take our own advice. This is not what, you know, we tell you like we play. So anything from you, Lyle?
Yeah, I think just this is really the time to zero in on handcuffs. It was like Christian McCaffrey I have in the Loon League. So I was fortunate enough to get Elijah Mitchell, and it looks like he is going to be the backup. So I feel so much better with that. We talk about Tajay Spears all the time, especially if Derrick Henry gets traded. But some of these other, you know, there are just some running back situations where you know the backup is a serviceable player, and if you can tag team him with the primary guy, you have just made, especially for your top running back, I think that is a great thing to have, and that security for the second half of the season to know that you are going to have a viable running back option at least one spot on one really good team.
Yeah.
In that case, San Francisco.
Yeah.
So I'm going to jump on that, and I'll try and be quick.
Oh, it's okay.
A lot of people won't make trades because they're nervous that it's going to blow up in their face, right? The second I get rid of this guy, he's going to take off. Or the second I trade for this guy, he's going to get injured, whatever. But you also got to play to win. You shouldn't play to not lose. So when you are trying to bolster your starting lineup for the playoffs, another favorite tactic of mine is the handcuff. So what I'll do is I'll give up what maybe a little bit more than I'm getting back, but I'll do that in cases where I'm training with a team that has a handcuff for my main running back. I'll throw that guy in as the second player and get somebody that I really want that helps my lineup. And I may give up something that's a little bit better, but I don't need it now because the only thing I'm really worried about when the playoffs come is an injury. And if I can handcuff my running back, then I at least I'm not dead in the water if that happens when the playoffs start. And I get to improve my starting lineup with the other players.
I agree with that. And, you know, what are you guys doing with Hunter Henry on your bench when you could get a Charbonnet or somebody like that that could prove to be possibly a league winner, a Tajay Spears or you know, someone, and I got Hunter Henry as my backup. Great. You can find a better tight end every single week on the waiver wire. So, yeah, load up. And, yeah, it's a gamble, but I'm guessing some of you out there play for money. It's a gamble anyway. This is, you know, sometimes it pays off and sometimes it doesn't. And that's just why this game is fun. All right. Let's thank our sponsors one last time. West Central Trophies. Go online, westcentraltrophies.com. ACC Midwest Transportation, Ruff's Wings and Sports Bar, the United States Marine Corps. And remind you, too, if you want to reach us here in studio, get that free 94.1 The Loon app. In the lower right-hand corner is that blue little circle. And that sends a text right to us. For Justin Havemeyer and Lyle Dickman, my name is John Jennings. We'll see you next week on the Fantasy Football Foursome.